Welcome to episode 161 of Both Down, the number one Blood Bowl podcast.
From Oklahoma, baby!
I don't know why you gotta yell into the mic. Like, that's your thing for later on.
I just can't resist, Steve.
I know.
I haven't seen you in a long time, and we haven't talked in what feels like forever, and it might have been forever, but I feel like I've aged since I've seen you. It's just been a year later.
First off, this is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowagi, and with me is Scott Prime.
Howdy, folks.
Yes, it has been a while since we chatted. This episode is later in the month than we expected because of life, as usual these days.
We're kind of like, we're reaching that age where like, we're just going to do it when we feel like doing it. But our goal is still always once a month. So
yeah. And, you know, we get one this time, and then the next one will be on April 6th, the day of Oklahoma Bowl. And why that day? Yeah. Well, it's probably a specific reason we have to talk about stuff on that day. So maybe tune in.
Wonder what that could be about.
I don't know. Completely unrelated. Did you see that they released Gnomes are coming out?
completely unrelated.
Completely.
Yes, so I have multiple things to say about this.
Doesn't everybody?
First off, I want to address I had several people text me and say, so I know you know the stats. I hope they're really good. God. You know, like, I hope it doesn't feel broken and this and that. And how, and then another one was, how long did you know? And to that person, I answered, I found out about it about 10:30 that morning when I woke up.
There was no. We don't get stuff in advance, really. Like, we do from the date of it coming out. But a lot of times, especially recently, GW has been in the habit of, hey, guess what? This is coming, and we're not telling you anything about it. Because we're telling the whole world about it, and then we tell you. And then they may send us something after that. And of course, in modern society, being how it is, and GW liking their money, maybe they're no longer sending physical stuff, and we just have to look at stuff online. That would make sense, but who knows?
It would make sense, and I hope that's not going to continue.
If it started.
We didn't know
anything about it. We had no indication a team was coming. It dropped. We were as surprised as everyone else. There was a guy on Reddit, and I'll officially apologize to him. He mentioned, because they showed the goose as a preview image. And he's like, well, that's a new team's coming. It's going to be a new team. Look at this, because it has a football helmet. And I was like, there's very little chance that's going to happen. Because I was thinking we would know about it, because that's usually how it works. And he's like, no, look at this. You know, what? You know, it's a football helmet, like an old school football helmet. I'm like, well, no other Blood Bowl team wears that kind of helmet. So again, don't think so, buddy. And then it was a new team, and it has a goose.
So he knows.
Well, he knows now, yeah. But... yeah, so I'm not against it as much as a lot of people are. The
is everybody against it?
No.
You pay more attention to some of the groups than I do, I think. I feel like.
Put it this way. Like, Craig and I have been going to a game store every Sunday to play Savage World Pathfinder, basically D&D.
Okay.
And talk
to
the...
Well, good for you for getting out. For real. I'm being serious. That's nice.
I just happened to mention Blood Bowl to the guy because I was buying some paints, and he asked what they were for, and I was like, painting up a Blood Bowl team. He goes, oh man, did you see that gnome team? I've never played, but that's got me interested. And I've heard that from a couple of people. So maybe they're really, a lot of people just digging it. Weird, but.
So just so everybody knows, we did not know until that same Saturday that everybody else knew.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody had gnomes on their bingo card.
No.
I knew it wasn't April 1st.
Yeah.
But I legit thought that maybe in like another country, there's a different version of like some jokey day. Like I really questioned this for real for about 30 minutes as I woke up, because it was, I checked my phone and it was like one of the first things I saw. And I was like, this, wait a second, this can't be real. I mean, like I know from like the Warhammer role-playing books, gnomes was a race in there.
Yeah.
Not that you could play, but you could run into them. But at the same time, I was like, is this really like just some type of joke and they're trying to get us on something?
Especially when England have their talking about their skills. Like,
yeah.
I get where you're coming from, but like I fully accepted the race. It was the skill selection of our linemen are gonna have jump up and wrestle, and then we're gonna have a position with guard. I'm like,
that was part of it. The part of it was, is like, I don't know what these guys are going to cost or what their stats are going to look like. I mean, like, Gary was convinced that we knew all the stats, and I was like, dude, I don't. No. And he's like, oh, you know, I said, I promise you, I'd tell you if I at least saw some insight, but I didn't see any insight, you know? So I was just, yeah, them describing that everybody, all their linemen are going to have jump up. And so then that was like the theory was like, I bet they're only going to have 8 like official linemen. And then they're going to be. And then I thought about Impact's team of the little gnomes that Tom made for with the like robot guys, the mechs.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, wonder if this is going to be like a good guy version of ogres where you have, you know, these mechanical things that the gnomes drive around. You know, and then you have the little gnome linemen as just the guys. And then I even thought, and I still think, that this is going to be like a good guy snotling team.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody's going to have one strength. They're going to be annoying. But they're gnomes. So, you know, I don't know. It's weird. And I don't know if I like it. I don't hate it. Because I know from the perspective of this, everybody, if they make Chaos Dwarves, they're going to sell so many units.
Mm-hmm.
But Phil, who has every Blood Bowl team, and Scott and Steve, who have every Blood Bowl team, most likely won't buy a new Chaos Dwarf team unless it just looks amazing.
You're not wrong there. And even if they do look amazing, it's not a priority because I have amazing looking Chaos Dwarf teams.
Especially if they don't change the roster enough where I have to physically buy like a Chaos Dwarf werewolf blocker or something weird, yeah. Right? Something that really stands out. So the fact that Blood Bowl must be doing well enough for them to take creative juices in the direction of we need a new team, to me, shows that Blood Bowl is at least healthy enough to warrant all of this.
Yeah.
So that is a very good thing, because the last thing we want, I think, is, you know, we were around for the dead period of time of Blood Bowl where the community had to keep it alive, and they did a great job keeping it alive. But it is really nice to like have a live game because it changes the perspective of, like you said, the guy at the shop. When a game is alive and on the shelves, they feel like they can find people to play with and it's worth investing in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the fact that they're making up new teams is good. Do I wish they would have made a team of Legend first? 100%. But they didn't ask us.
Yeah, that's my only complaint. Like, if we had every team of Legend and this came out, would not care in the slightest. We'd be happy because we have a new race. Because if we, you know, if we had every team of Legend, then we're only getting new races or re-releases. And I'd be fine with that. So speaking of that, this kind of veers into another category. Blood Bowl 3, they came out with Season 4, which is Wood Elves. The big thing there is they brought Jordel back.
And they did. They showed us the model, too.
Yeah, and it was like, wow, I can't believe they did that. Without GW bringing the character back, then a day later, GW released the new model and showed that Jordel's coming back. Which, I get the whole complaint about the face and the hair, but I love that he's wearing the Jordel sneakers.
His face and hair look goofy. I guess I haven't analyzed this enough.
He's got his braids from the hair tied underneath his chin.
Okay.
It looks weird. He doesn't
want him to get in the way.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And he is really good. AG 1 plus. And it even states that that's so that he can cancel some negative modifiers.
Right.
All this stuff. But
he looks like he's on a solid 1 foot. And let me tell you, everybody, I have already heard it. I bet you hate the new model. I bet you hate the new model. Actually, right now, I really love the new model. Mm-hmm. One model deserves to be on 1 foot, striking the similar Jordan pose with the Nike sneakers on. This is the model. This is the one that belongs on 1 foot. I'm okay with this model.
So, interesting thing. In addition to him coming back in Blood Bowl 3, Kurnoth Darkwald also came back. Haven't heard anything from GW. This is a guy who came around in Spike Journal 6 back in 2019. And then he disappeared.
I don't remember this guy at all.
Yeah.
So he's a new star player.
Well, he's an old star player, but came back. He was a wood elf, 240 gold pieces. This is his old stats. I haven't looked at the game to get the new ones.
What's his name again?
Kurnoth Darkwold. Okay. He has a mask on him.
He was in the wood elf spike?
Yeah. Okay. So he's 7-3-4-7. Dodge, frenzy, jump up, leap, loner, wrestle.
Okay.
And he only plays for wood elves. So, why would you know him? We're not big on wood elves.
Well, we're not big on wood elves, and you don't see wood elves get to carry star players because they just can't afford it.
Right.
A lot of times into tournaments. And then the reset of Blood Bowl. So, okay.
So the interesting thing here, though, is this, obviously, when they brought back him and Jordell without anything from GW, it was like they're going off the rails and doing their own stuff. But then Jordell came back. So that makes me think they're being directed. Well, if they're being directed for Jordell, which was Elven Union, and Kurnoth, which is Wood Elf, that makes me kind of think that in November, when we do get a box, if we get a box, one of the teams is going to be an elf team, such as High Elves. And to your point, if we as old people have High Elf and, you know, another team of Legend team, say Khemri or, you know, Chaos Dwarves, put those in a box, we're going to buy the box because we need the new pieces. We need the new rules. We need all that. So that's how you get us oldies buying two Team of Legends team, knocking them out at one swoop.
Well, here's the thing. Over the last couple of years, we've always got a big item around the late part of the year, whether it was a almanac, you know, a nice hardcover almanac, a new team, or this last couple, you know, we got box sets, right?
Dungeon Bowl, Deathmatch, and then Gutter Bowl.
Dungeon Bowl, we've got Gutter Bowl, and then Deathmatch.
That was the expansion. Remember? It was a...
Oh, that was the expansion to the other Dungeon Bowl.
Dungeon Bowl expansion that...
Right.
Who knows how many people have.
Okay, so that's 3 years in a row we've gotten some type of box set. And I know a lot of people speculate that we're going to get a new, like, starter thing, which is probably honestly due. I mean, if I had my druthers, I hope they take out Wily and Accurate. And,
hell yes. You know,
I'm pretty much okay with most of the other stuff. So
yeah, I'm cool with the other stuff. I think it'd be great if they incorporated all the errata so we don't have to have 32 pages of miscellaneous BS to go through.
Wouldn't that be amazing? That's the hardest thing is finding out where the rules sit.
Yeah.
And digging for it and finding it.
And I know we've gone over this 1,000 times, but if they would just put the damn rules in a living document online and we pay $50 a month for access, or not a month, but a year for access to it, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But
it would, people would do it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So do you think, since we're speculating, this is pure speculation. No, we don't know. We didn't know about Jordell either. You think that other guy's going to get a model?
I would guess not, because he just plays for Wood Elves and he's very forgetful, obviously.
Do we know what Jordell plays for all? Does he play for all elves? Well, he used to, right?
Nowadays, they have the keyword, so it'd be Elven Union. So they both
Elven Kingdom, right?
Elven Kingdom, yes. Right. Sorry. Yeah. Now, they probably both fall under that. But again, so would any high elf team. Or maybe sea elves, if we're so lucky. But
right.
So maybe they would. He doesn't seem interesting enough to me. Maybe they changed him a little bit on the game. I haven't played it enough to look at it, but
I think his old stats are interesting because personally, I like having a war dancer with Frenzy. Like, if I ever build a tournament team, I always have one. I'm not going to pay 240K.
Now, nowadays, with star players having special abilities, probably has something awesome, but still.
Very interesting. Are you excited? Did you say what your opinion was on the gnomes and I just forgot? Are you excited?
Oh, I think they're cool. Yeah, I'm happy they're coming out. I think they're going to be fun. And as a stunty team, I don't think they're going to be groundbreaking. I'm sure the rules are fine once we see them. And they look fun. But I just want the team of legends complete.
Do I get to name one after Howard Bosley's character from that? What was that gnome show that was on Nickelodeon? Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're young enough.
You should. There was some gnome show with the guy that
played. The animated gnomes? What, lived in hats?
I don't know if they lived in hats or not. It was some. Look up. You're better at Google. Look up like a gnome show that was on Nickelodeon back in the 80s. And the dad from Happy Days did the voice. His name might have been like Gary the Gnome or something. I don't know. What I'm not looking forward to.
The world of David the world of David Gnome. David the Gnome. Hello. Nope. Can't talk.
There you go. I am not looking forward to all the damn gnome jokes and gnome puns that we're gonna get from every freaking person in the world.
Already sick of it.
Oh gosh. I'm making a gnome team. Can you help me make a gnome team? How about gnomeware? Get it? They don't know where they're at. They're gnomes. They're lost.
This is the show where they die at the end.
They die?
Yeah, I remember this. So
it's
the
called
final,
David the Gnome?
David the Gnome, the very last episode. David and his wife, Lisa, must go off into the mountains because their time on Earth is almost over.
Wow.
Yeah, like...
I'm going to ask Jennifer said she used to watch that show. That's the only reason really why it's been in my memory fresh over the last, like, 8 years is because Jennifer's mentioned it before.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask her if she knew that they died. Matter of fact, I might try to find the last episode on YouTube and just watch it with her and see if she cries. That'd be great.
It came out April 19th, 1986.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that now as a kid because I was like, this is kind of messed up.
Before we get too far on this, do we have any format for this episode?
This is
or are we
Spanish,
just going to talk?
This is a Spanish TV show. I mean, we got Oklahoma Bowl to go over, so that's pretty much it.
Okay, can I show you something really quick?
You can show me, sure, yeah.
Well, I can show you. See if you can see this. Can you see... in the corner there, that giant 2-gallon candle.
Oh, God, yes. I saw that. Oh, we should mention happy belated birthday to Scott and his 50th birthday.
Yeah, I got a 2-gallon candle.
It is
for
amazing.
For my birthday from William Schaefer. And it was pretty awesome. And little did I know that Jennifer said for like 2 years he's wanted to get me a 2-gallon candle. So it's pretty amazing. It's already burnt for like 10 hours, if not closer to 12. And it's supposedly if I let this thing on fire, it would make it almost 21 days nonstop.
That's amazing.
If the science behind the candle on the website is correct.
Right. No, you actually had a little party at Wizards. I was not able to make it, unfortunately.
So
felt weird.
I guess I'll just talk about this since we're all family. And if you're listening here, this is not Blood Bowl related, but So I turned 50 on March 18th, which, you know, for 20 years, I used to say, you know, if you're 50, you might as well be 60. And if you're 60, you're pretty much dead. So life's over. So I guess according to Scott Prime, my life is over. On Saturday, my father made sure he wanted to hold a big birthday party for me. And he took us to a place called Altitude 1291, which is kind of like an Andy Alligators type place. And it might be the same parent company as Andy Alligators, because some of their stuff even says Andy's Altitude.
Oh, okay.
So
for those people who don't know, Main Event, any type of place with games and bowling and stuff.
Yeah, it has bowling, it has pizza and food, and then it has the games that, you know, teach kids how to gamble for
redemption games,
like
as they
that.
Would say. Yes.
So we bowled for like an hour. We had some pizza. I was happy to. They actually had a barbecue pizza, so I was able to eat pizza with everybody. The pizza was probably priced too high, but at the same time, it was pretty good pizza. And then we did our thing where we did the video games and stuff like that, and it was actually a really nice time. I felt guilty because everybody was wasting their Saturday on me, but it was really nice to have a break for my family and just see the kids smile and laugh and not worry about stuff. So that was really nice on Saturday. And I caught Jennifer texting people and telling me turn the other way. So I thought that was the surprise, is like she was coordinating that ahead of time. Then I worked at Wizards, and lately at Wizards, after I get off work, there's a guy up there named Michael. He likes card games like I do and board games. And so when we can, we've been just staying after work and playing like Marvel Champions or something like that for an hour to an hour and a half every Sunday almost. This Sunday, you know, he was like, hey, make sure you bring your stuff so we can play some games. And I was like, sure. And, you know, I packed up my goodies. I worked the whole day at Wizards. It was about 4:45 and I'm starving because I had like a late lunch or a late breakfast, so I didn't really have lunch. And I almost left to go get some chicken and take the walk of shame over to Kane's. And probably if Jennifer would have waited maybe a couple more minutes, I would have done it. But I looked in the back and I was like, what the heck? What's Jennifer doing here? And what was funny is some people I play board games with, Nate and Michelle, they were in the store and they live in Stillwater. But occasionally they come down and buy some cards, and they usually tell me ahead of time, but they came in at like 4:30 and bought some cards, and then they hit the road and I was like, oh, you missed Nate and Michelle. And Jennifer's like, don't look over here. And then I realized why she was there. And they gussied up the whole place with the stuff of like, you know, warning you're turning 50 and, you know, oh shit, you're old and all this stuff like that. So I just let them decorate the place and look the other way. Gary came down and helped Jennifer decorate the place and set up the cupcakes. We had toilet paper rolls of cake. And then we had little poop cupcakes with little poops on them. and then all of a sudden, all these people started showing up. And I mean, I want to say at least 30 people. But Drew showed up. He drove up from Dallas, North Dallas area, which is a good 2.5-hour drive. A guy that I became friends with through playing Dragon Ball, the card game. Emilio drove up from Carnegie, Oklahoma, which is a good hour and a half away. And it was just, and people I haven't seen in years, Steve Eckert, Jim Lane came up there. Just a ton of people showed up. And it was Scott Hess showed up from, if you wanted me to name drop some Blood Bowl guys and stuff. And I haven't seen Scott Hess in years and stuff. So it was a few times I bawled my face off because, you know, you tell yourself you're not worthy of people's time. And I had to go collect myself a few times. And then, of course, everybody, Steve, it was like being 10 years old again. You know how, like, when was the last good birthday party you had? And I'm talking about a kid birthday where you're happy to see people because they're bringing you presents, and you walk away and you think you're rich.
You're asking the wrong person.
Why? Do you get those all the time? Or did you never?
My birthday is July 5th.
Oh, so you never get
I them. Never had friends during the summer because I knew people in school.
I gotcha.
And then July 4th was a holiday and everyone left. So most of my birthdays were me and the family, and I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm sure I had some friends over, but at most it was like one or two ever.
I think
so. Wrong guy.
Whenever Musclemen came out here in America, I remember I purposely had a big birthday party, and I'm going to admit for selfish reasons,
nice.
Because I wanted some Musclemen and my parents wouldn't buy them for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked for a big birthday party, and I even think I said this can be my last big birthday party. I think I was in sixth grade, so I was 11 or 12. It was just like that. People came in, they brought gifts, and I felt really terrible that people were wasting this energy on me. And I like I said, at one point I had to walk away, and Brian caught me, the owner of Wizards, and he goes, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "I can't believe all these people are here." And he's like, "You deserve it." And I was like, I think I said something like, "I don't feel like I deserve this." And he goes, "I don't know why you don't think you deserve this." He's like, "Just try to go enjoy it." And so I reset, and I did the best I could to go reset it or go out there.
I would
and
like
just
to
enjoy it.
Just point out, ironically, you're saying this on a podcast that gets thousands of listens every month and people love hearing and listening to. So
I know,
and but Gary, I understand exactly what you mean. I mean,
but yeah. Even Gary goes, "When did you become the guy that didn't think you deserve stuff?" You know? And you know, he made a point. He is like, you know, there was X amount of people out there in that crowd that every year I buy a Christmas present for, even
mm-hmm.
not that I want anything back. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying like, I want them to have a good time. So I make sure that they're taken care of because they don't have a lot of other people. So it was really nice and humbling. And it was, God admit, it was kind of damn cool to get a bunch of like envelopes with 10 bucks in it, 20 bucks, 50 bucks in it. And for real, I got like 50 bucks from a few people. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I felt bad
I
missed it.
50 every year.
I felt bad I missed it, but I asked Jen, I'm like, "So should I send him money for his birthday?" Or I knew you went to that convention the weekend before, and I'm like, "Or the convention?" And she's like, "Well, I think the convention would be better." I'm like, "Okay, cool." And then I was like, "Well, all the good deals are on Sunday, and I know how I am. I usually have money put aside, and by Sunday comes around, I don't have any money." So I'm like, "I'll send him money on Sunday." And I sent the money. I was like, "Hey, man, check your PayPal." "Why?" Just fucking do it. And then I see a notice like, "Oh, we only stayed there for 2 hours and then left." I'm like, damn it.
So, yeah, I had to open all my presents in front of everybody. I got the two-gallon candle, which when I started to open it, I thought it was a crock pot because it has a big glass mm-hmm. lid on it. And I was like, why the hell would this guy give me a crock pot? I mean, like... And at the same time, I was like, "Oh, this might be one of these little more convenient, smaller crock pots that I could use."
I thought you were going to hurt your shoulder.
Giant candle. I got a bunch of different candles. I got money. I got gift cards. And then, of course, I had to give everybody a speech. And you know, I've said it probably on this podcast. You know, I might not have a giant savings account, a big, nice, cool car. I might not have abs. But I am very blessed in friends and legit. And I told the crowd, I was like, "Everybody here, you know, if I had a flat tire, I could call them up and they would at least make an effort to help me." And a lot of people don't get to say that in their life. So if you have, whether you have 3 good friends or 1 good friend or 50 good friends, count yourself blessed. Because, I mean, as a parent, that is my... number one concern about my children. I want them to have people to grow with and grow old with that has their back, because I know I'm not going to be around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I spun the birthday party in a positive light, saying like, I've told people for years I'm probably gonna die when I'm 53, and I'm gonna try to really be more positive, and we'll just count this as my halfway point. So yeah, if you don't like me, you're gonna have to put up with me for a long, long time. Deal with it and stop with your pun names.
Yeah, the good old horse racing names.
But I'd like my team name to be a sentence, because my favorite team is the Atlanta Falcons. Would you like them to be called the birds that are dirty in a pond? No.
My team's Nome, Alaska. Get it? Because of Nome, Alaska?
Dude, it kills me. It kills me. Anyways, yes, I turned 50. A lot of people gave me birthday wishes. So a lot of people that listen out there and, you know, maybe haven't even physically seen me. I really do appreciate that.
Shout out to Drew because it's his birthday too the next day.
Yeah, it was Drew's turns. He's just a couple years younger than me. So, but we have the same, we're gingers from a different parents for sure. But, same birthday, and it was really cool I can't believe he even drove up. He stayed like 45 minutes to an hour and then left. So, like, he drove way more that day than we got to hang out.
But yeah.
That was really awesome of him. And what was I going to say? Oh, going into my 50s was night and day. It was nice to have a little surprise party. Jennifer totally caught me off guard. Usually... honestly, every Christmas, I usually guess or know everything I'm getting for Christmas. I've been that way since I was about 10. And she was really shocked that she actually really tricked me and fooled me. And it was nice. And I probably would have told her not to do it if she was planning it in front of me. So, yeah, it was weird because going into my 40s, I remember I was here at the house and I didn't have much money. And a lot of people forgot my birthday. It was just on like a weird day of the week or something. And I remember I took off work and I just loaded up the girls in the car and we went to Big Ed's up in North Oklahoma City. And I bought myself a hamburger and fries and shared it and took the kids to the park. And that was my birthday. Not a terrible birthday, but at the same time, when you're going through a divorce and turning 40, you think like shit's bad right now. And
yeah.
Nobody remembers you and everything. And it was almost like having a funeral while I was alive, and that made me think, why don't we do this shit more for people?
I mean, it's weird.
I mean, I know you can't do it. I know you can't really. I mean, doing it every year is kind of ridiculous. But
yeah.
At the same time, it was really nice to see some people I haven't seen in many, many, many years. So,
yeah, a little shout out to old podcast history, I guess, Jim Lane. Owner of Dragonfire Comics, which is where we used to play the Dragonfire Blood Bowl League, which was our first home league.
Yeah. And we played that at home instead of a shop.
Yes, exactly.
Whoever hates that term. No, for real. I got, you know what? Again, still off topic. Last year I got Jim some comic books for Christmas, just out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, I made sure to drop it off with the people because I couldn't hook up and see him. And I just thought they were like some comics that, you know, maybe he'll read them. I know he hasn't read comics in forever. He told me that day, he's like, and I want to thank you for that Christmas present. And I was like, yeah, no big deal. He goes, no, I'm being serious. He goes, I forgot how much fun it is just to read comics. And I said, well, good. I'm really happy. He goes, I'm buying comics like crazy now. I found the love of reading comics again. And I told Jim, I was like, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I was like, this world's shitty enough. If without having the escapism of board games and comics, I don't know if I'd make it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'm glad it really got you back into it. And he's just like, oh, and he ranted on and on and on and on and on. And it made me feel really good because I didn't know what he read anymore. Even if he would read the comics, I picked him because I just didn't do the traditional superhero stuff. So yeah. it was cool. So
that's good. Should we talk about some Blood Bowl stuff now? Maybe.
Yeah. Why don't we take a break since this is kind of the intro and we only have one really subject. We are going to coming up is the Oklahoma Primer. We're just going to kind of walk over what's going to happen at the weekend. And maybe you're coming and you're struggling for your roster and you're confused. We're going to go over the rule set together.
Sounds good. We'll be right back. Both Down is brought to you by Wizards Asylum in Norman, Oklahoma, and BigDealSwag.com. If you're in Norman, Oklahoma, check out Wizards Asylum for all your board game needs. If you're looking for tournament swag, go to BigDealSwag.com. All right, we're back, and we're going to be discussing, now, at long last, Blood Bowl stuff. It is Oklahoma Weekend 12 coming up, April 6th and 7th of 2024. We do have over 50 people registered at this time, although I believe five or so of those people registered for stuff and can't come, or something happened and they can't come. One has a surgery, one had a death, that they have a life event that day. So
yeah, I think John Brees, he reached out and told me that he signed up and now he can't come. I think he's switching jobs. Yep. Or, I don't know.
But, yeah. So
that's fine.
It's nice of people to sign up and give us their money, but you know, we do
that all the time for Chaos Cup. So
yeah, we do want people to come out. We still have plenty of room. So if you are interested in coming, please do sign up. You can find registration information and rules and everything, OklahomaBowl.com. So, want to just get into it?
Sure.
So first thing, if you look at a rules pack, you'll see your Oklahoma Bowl poster and spiky cup. And this is by Tom Hollingsworth. And wanted to give him a shout out. It's kingmonday.co.uk. is his website. He's also on Etsy. He's done a lot of those really cool posters, like the Bob and Jim half and half one.
Okay.
So I reached out to him to do us a poster because I thought it'd be cool. And it is. And we might have some t-shirts on the day of those. Very limited number. So if anybody wants a t-shirt, let us know early that day, or I don't know exactly how we're going to do that, but we'll figure it out.
We got the dice in, I got to physically see them. They look nice.
So speaking of giveaway stuff, dice, awesome, from Jack Malmstrom, as always. Shout out to him. We got Pedro Ramos to do an orc drummer for us. And
oh, I forgot about that.
Got oak metal casting, I believe is who it was. Recommended by Tom from Impact. He did an amazing job. I've got those on hand and they look great. So we're giving away a figure of that, and it's not 3D printed. It's actually resin cast. And then Charlie Victor helped us out making a token, a weather token that we designed, which has Oklahoma Bowl weather on the front with an orc head, regular weather on the back with the spiky head, and you can spin it to point to the weather that it is. Don't have those in hand yet, but they look awesome.
This is an item. Oh, you don't have them in hand?
Not yet, but
oh, you showed me a video of somebody playing with one.
Yeah, it wasn't my hand. It was someone else's hand.
Oh, but no wonder they look so well-groomed.
Yes.
It's like Steve is taking care of himself.
No, not so much.
So this was an item, to be honest, I didn't think was needed. And then once I saw the video that you showed me, I'm really glad I'm going to get one now. So it's, yeah. They look really, really nice. So
when I came up with the idea, I was like, oh, because I was trying to think of something cool. We wanted to do something with Charlie Victor for a while, and he likes to do unique stuff. So I was trying to think of something unique. And we went back and forth, and I mentioned the weather token. You're like, it might work. And in my head, I'm like, I think it could work. I think it'd be kind of cool. And what he came up with worked, like, so much better. Like, it's what I had in my mind times 10. So, very happy with it.
Was way better than what I thought it would end up being. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, good thing. I'm going to be happy to have one for sure. So,
yeah, we will have our raffle. We've got a lot of teams in box. And we've got Grebo sent us some stuff. WAIA have sent us some stuff. Believe some other people were supposed to. I don't know if they actually did. Need to get back with
them. I know we have those fields that we reviewed a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
We have some of those.
That's awesome.
We have the Kimry, you know, the old world Kimry box set and stuff.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody right now, we do not have a painted team.
No. Unless things change, which I don't think they will. But
unless something just falls into our lap, we do not have a painted team. It's not a big deal. But I know some people, I've heard it on the feedback, and I legit appreciate the feedback. You know, like, oh, I wish there was a painted team for Rappel, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Currently, there's no current painted team. There's several teams. There's just no painted ones. So.
Something we can look into next year more. We should have some star player stuff, hopefully. GW star yeah. players. It would be really cool.
We should have a lot of items.
Yeah. It would be really cool if GW sent us advanced copies of, say, a Spike magazine or something, and we put it in a bag that says do not open until release date. But I don't think that's going to happen.
We can't do that.
God, that'd be so cool, though.
We're not doing that even if they do send us something.
But, no. It'd be neat, but no, we can't do that.
I hope something physical shows up. That's for sure.
A lot of cool stuff. Like I said, are for sure over 45 people, unless more people drop. Love to see more people show up. And
I think we'll definitely hit over 50 because I think there'll be some people still, you know, waiting for that next paycheck or whatever mm-hmm. to sign up, and then they'll. Or they hear their friends are going, so they'll be like, I'm going to add on. We always, the last week, always have a few add-ons. So,
if you have registered, please get us rosters soon. Scott's going to, now that his birthday is over, he's going to start looking those over eventually.
Yeah, I guess I need to. Because one of the league guys even mentioned to me about, how's my roster look? And I was like, mm-hmm. I haven't even thought about it. So,
we do this year have a Discord. I have sent it out to people who signed up, and I think I posted about it, but I'll be sending links for the Discord. Chaos Cup did it. It's going to be nice to put stuff up there. We probably won't solely do it because we're not as big as Chaos Cup. We can still print stuff off as long as printer doesn't go crazy on me. And then we will be meeting again at Rudy's the night before for just a get-together. And Rudy's in Norman has tons of space, tons and tons of space. So everybody and their family
would like to drink.
There's beer. There's barbecue. Get the hot pork. Get like a half. It's really good.
Look at Steve giving recommendations.
Anything else
before
we get to the actual rules, like the event weekend?
No, on the event.
As always, we may forget this. If you do come, if you drive, please park not close to the store if possible. If you can park further away and walk a little bit, that way people who come in during the day can park closer. Not a huge deal.
Yeah, I mean, but we try to do that just to kind of help out the store. They do not charge us for this event.
Yeah.
So that allows us to buy more product and more giveaways and stuff like that. Or spend ridiculous amounts of money on weather tokens that isn't needed but are ultra cool. The event for both days starts at 8 a.m. or registration is what we have that starts at 8 a.m. where you can come in, get your bag and stuff like that. Please, 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 please. I know half the people that come to these events would help us set up or tear down or whatever. We will let you know if we need your help. Otherwise, don't be banging on the door at 7:50 because I promise you we're going to get there early and we're going to stress out right up until the point. And me and Steve's going to get in some type of little argument like we always do because we both view things differently.
Yep.
And then eventually I'm going to say, well, I'm glad you live in Colorado. And Steve's going to be like, I'm glad I'm no longer in Oklahoma. And you got to let us work through that. So we will open the doors at 8 o'clock and you know, Saturday, if you just want to get up early on Sunday, you can come to us and go, hey, if you need help tomorrow on Sunday, let me know and we'll let you know if we need help.
But Sunday's usually the easier day because the pitches are already out and the table toppers are already out and all that.
Yeah, it usually is an easier day. So I will say this, you know, room is going to be crowded. So I try to tell people, like, if you can just bring in like your one foam thing mm-hmm. to carry your team in, it works a lot better than three bags of all your miniatures that you've ever had for Blood Bowl. But if you've been to one of our events, you already know these things. We're not telling you anything you don't know. We would love to see everybody Friday night just to come in, say hi, even if you go eat somewhere else, just come on over and hang out. Come talk for a bit. Sure, you know, Rudy's is actually, I really like their breakfast. If you told me to only get one meal from Rudy's, it would be their breakfast, like tacos and stuff that you can self, you know, custom themselves. Those are amazing. You know, I'm not so sold on their dinners and stuff because, you know, you got to buy it by the pound or whatever. But it does provide a really open environment for us to sit around and just kind of gab and talk and whatever else we want to do.
And here's the thing with that, too, is we will be there before most people. We're going to be chatting with people. We might be sitting next to people that we know really well. Doesn't mean you can't come up and say hi. Like, if you've never met us, please do, because it's a lot easier than us trying to track people down and say hi, because we want to say hi to everybody, but we also get overloaded because we're saying hi to everybody. That doesn't mean we don't want to. It's just we may not have the energy to come out and introduce ourselves.
Well, we try to do our best, but yes, please don't make yourself a stranger. Come on out, have some fun. I'm sure Jennifer will be there, you know, talking and stuff as well. So we'll all be there. Please come out and just say hi if you can. And if it's not for you, go to the game shop. I know the guys from Missouri did that last year. They had a blast. They beforehand, they took board games up to the game shop and played board games all night. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And but we're doing the barbecue thing no matter what. Let's talk about Oklahoma Bowl. It starts Saturday. Like I said, 8 a.m. is when we're going to open the doors. According to our schedule, if we stay on time, we're going to end registration at 8:15. That allows us to start pairing up the matchups to make sure that we got the score files working correctly, finding out one of us has put the wrong information in and fixing our problems. And then we'll start round one at 8:30. Some of this is a little loose, but we want to stay on time as best we can. We don't want to be there till 10 o'clock at night trying to figure out who got the most votes for MVP or anything like that.
And to be fair, we've never had that issue. I think the most we've ran behind is like an hour.
Well, to be truthful to everybody, and we've said this before, we build this schedule with the ability to extend it as needed, because we know that most of the time you can't 100%, you know, be exactly on time. We want to kick off though at 8:30 for round one. We'll have a little time, should end about 10:30. And then we'll start round two, hopefully about 10:45, go to 12:45, have about an hour lunch, come back at, round three is?
Two. I messed up the previous line.
Oh, I see. Man, Steve.
I know.
2 o'clock for round three, have a little break, which is not much of a break. It's usually us just keying in the results. And then round four to start at, hopefully at 4:15. And then have awards get going about 6:45-ish, do some drawing, stuff like that. And usually we have everybody out the door by 7:30 at the latest. So usually, everybody has plenty of time to go eat some food or whatever. In previous years, we've gone somewhere to eat and some people, you know, tag along or whatever. I don't know if it's going to happen this year because WrestleMania is also on this weekend.
Oh, man, is it?
It yes, and my whole life is messed up because of not necessarily Oklahoma Bowl, but there's also that eclipse on Monday.
Yeah.
And I told my daughter I'd try to take her down there for the eclipse, so I'm probably not even going to get to watch WrestleMania on night two because it's a two-night event. So I'll probably have to watch it in replay, and that means everything's going to get spoiled for me. But whatever. It's okay. It'll be the second WrestleMania I've missed in, you know, the last 30 years. That's not too bad.
No.
So I'm not 100% sure I'm going to go out to eat or not that night myself. I might just tell everybody goodbye and hit my house and watch some WrestleMania with the family. But I don't know for sure. I just kind of give people a warning on that. So the build, Steve.
Yes.
The builds for Oklahoma Bowl. Well, first, before we do that, the weather table. If you've never been to an Oklahoma event, we have a different weather table because weather is crazy here in Oklahoma. It is actually all the same weather rules. We just combined a few of them. And we use a D8 because rarely do we have a perfect day in Oklahoma. So this is how it works. Top table is going to roll for the initial weather. Everybody's going to have that weather unless it deviates in your own kickoffs. Eight. If you roll at eight, it combines the effects of six and seven, which is pouring rain and blizzard. It's called the tornado. If you roll a seven, it's a muddy mess. That's the same rules as a blizzard. If you roll a six, it's called the downpour, which is pouring rain. Same rules as pouring rain. Four and five is only chance for a perfect day. So you only have a 25% chance of a perfect day in the Oklahoma rule set. Number three, if you roll a three, it's windy, or as we call it, as real Blood Bowl rules say, very sunny. Then we have the drought, which is the sweltering heat for number two. And then if it's number one, the Dust Bowl, you combine the results of sweltering heat and very sunny together. So I'm sorry, Texas. I know a lot of you people don't like the weather. And to be fair, I think those Texan people who didn't like the weather don't really play Blood Bowl anymore. So we haven't heard a lot of complaints about the weather too much anymore, but the weather's the weather, and this is how it's going to be as long as Scott's in charge. This is the one thing that will stay the same as long as I can make it stay the same. So,
also, this year, everybody gets, in Oklahoma Bowl, gets the drummer. So each team gets a free wah drummer. And when we didn't think about both teams getting it. But how does that work when you have both? Put in the rules. Receiving team does it first, and then the kicking team. So that's how it is.
That's what I was going to say, is everybody needs to brush up on those rules on the WOG drummer, because everybody's going to have it. So
yeah, and I think...
Is it a one-time use? I've only played against
every kickoff.
Every kickoff. So nobody's going to get those initial hits, are they?
Isn't it every kickoff? We should probably brush up on the rules, too.
Yeah, we probably should. This is Steve's idea.
Well, it only made sense. We got the drummer. I was like, oh, let's just give everybody a free wah drummer. And then we like, oh, do we know what that does? No. Should we look into it?
Steve, it's going to be okay, because even if there's nobody on that front line to hit each other, all these people who tell me how amazing Sevens is will like this idea. So it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right?
If you've been to Oklahoma Bowl before, the standard Oklahoma Bowl scoring, 60 points for a win, 30 points for a draw, 10 points for a loss that you've finished. If you lose by one or more touchdowns, you get 2 points. If you lose by one touchdown, you get 2 points for keeping it close. If you caused one or more casualties
then you're
over the other team, you get two more points. And if you cause two or more casualties than the other team, you get 5 bonus points. Clearing the pitch is another 5. Winning by 2 touchdowns exactly is worth 2 points. And winning by 3 or more is worth 5 points. Finishing the game on time is worth 3 points, and that might be the most important bonus to get, because through 4 rounds, you want to finish on time, because that is 12 bonus points, and that can change your status from being finishing 11th place to finishing 6th place, because those points do matter at that point. And with this many people, 4 rounds, if everybody doesn't do any ties, there's going to be multiple undefeated people.
Yeah, and that's why we do it this way. It's very important. Make sure you're tracking your points, make sure you're doing it right. We'll do our best to make sure we're pretty good at it, but if something's wrong, let us know. And if it's halftime and you're not at halftime, like, we'll call time, and if you're not at half, speed up. If you need us to get on your opponent to tell them to speed up, we will. And if we need to implement something, we'll figure it out. But definitely don't want to be behind.
For sure. Let's talk about the Spiky Cup rules, and then we will go back and cover team builds for everybody. How about that?
Yeah. So Spiky Cup, the tournament schedule is pretty much the same thing, except there's just no round 4. Easy enough for that. Each non-goblin team will be given one free bribe. That's in addition to the three you normally can buy. Each goblin team will be given two free bribes. However, there's a maximum of four bribes. So you can buy two and you get your two for free. The scoring, same scoring as Oklahoma for the bonus points. However, all knockouts from blocking, fouling, crowd surfing, weapons, etc. will provide 2 points, not failing rushes or dodges. And all casualties from etc. Will provide 4 points. So, big incentive there to bash the crap out of people.
So, very important. You can knock out four of my guys. You just got 8 points. I recover all of them. I come right back in, and you knock out four more. You get 8 more points. Mm-hmm. So, Spikey is really about the bonus points. You can go undefeated and, you know, finish about halfway up because not that low usually, right. But I know for years, Dean Piper has finished undefeated at Spikey, but didn't even sniff like any of the awards because, you know, he's just winning his games 1-0, no bonus points, mm-hmm. or 2-0, not many bonus points. And he didn't care because all he cares about is a NAF ranking. So everybody was happy, but I just wanted to really emphasize, if you feel bad because you're kicking the crap out of me and you don't want to block me anymore because I already look grumpy, you should keep blocking me because there's bonus points to be had and you will need those later.
If I could ban Riotous Rookies, I would have, because going up against a Snotling team is going to be a path to victory for this tournament. Nothing we can do about that. Might mean that I have to change rules next year. I'm not positive. It's been this way since the beginning, I pretty much believe. But with Riotous Rookies and the fact you can have 22 Snotlings on a roster, it's not great. So this year's theme for Spikey is the Legend of the Big 12th Man. This is all themed after the Big 12 championship or the Big 12 conference in American football, college football.
And just so people know, it's normal weather, right?
Yeah.
On this one?
Yeah, it's normal weather.
Okay.
Rumors have been heard around Southern Omoracle of a group of colleges of magic that used to do big events together. Each college had a mascot that was known as their Big 12th Man. Through some arcane magic and ill-gotten gold, these long-lost mascots have been brought to play, or have they? Each coach will roll on a D12 each half. Each coach, each half, rolls a D12. Based on the roll, they get to field the mascot they've rolled. Should be numbered. I should probably do that. But it goes in order, 1 to 12, from the rules. I'll have them printed off. Okay. It must be played, and is allowed to be the 12th man. Each mascot will vanish after the end of the half, and another one will appear. You can never have the same mascot more than once throughout the tournament. There's 12 mascots. There's 6 halves. You don't need to be playing the same one twice.
So what you're telling me, I need to bring some type of extra miniature to represent my 12th man.
If you have an extra miniature to represent your 12th man, that is great. If you don't have that, something may be provided to you, courtesy of us and Ye Olde Lasersmith. So just putting that out there. It has not been announced, sure? And you do not know about it. So.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
And by the way...
So what happens if me and you both roll a 1? Do we both get the same guy?
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. It's just I will never get to roll. 1 is gone from my choices from here on out. Okay.
So huge shout out to Charles Hauer. I won't ruin it, but whoever comes that day, hopefully you can play him. And everyone will know what that means when they see his team.
Okay.
And
If he would like to do stuff
for us as well, that would be awesome. But, you know, whatever.
All these little mascots are from Big 12 teams, right?
Yes. To give a breakdown, because I know not everybody knows college football in America. colleges here, or universities, as they may be known, have, especially in the South, which is where the Big 12 was. Is it still around, or they call it something else now, or is it just...
It's still called the Big 12, even though OU and Texas is leaving.
Yeah.
And more teams are coming in, so yes, it's still the Big 12.
Okay, so that's kind of where this came from, is the 12th season. The Big 12, as we know it, is ending because OU and Texas are leaving to the SEC, different conference. But the original 12, I'm not going to go through them, but yeah, they all had different mascots, and I made a star player based on every single mascot. And they're kind of crazy. Some of them are probably too good. Some of them shouldn't be too bad. But that's why you can only have them for a half. And it's totally random, so it is what it is. Should I run through these?
You could blame Steve on.
Yeah. So. Should I just go ahead and run through these?
If you want to, I mean, going over each one, I don't know if it matters to people. They should be able to look at the rule. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of stats here. I don't know if you should go over 12 characters.
So I'll just go over a couple. So for OU, Oklahoma University, it's Suna da Buma, because they're the Sooners. Boomer Sooner is what everyone says. He's 5'2", 3+, 2+, 7+, Loner, 3+, Bombardier, Hail Mary Pass, Nerves of Steel.
Jesus.
Right. So the Red Rider, which is Texas Tech. So it's John Spurgeon's college of choice. He is 8'2", 2+, 6+, 8+, Loner, 3+, Hit and Run, Pogo Stick, and Sure Feet. So
did you build these all thinking that they were goblin mascots, or was that just things? Two examples you used were just goblin type guys.
Well, the Red Rider's on a horse. I tried to even out, like if they're too strong. So for a good example, Bevo, who was the Texas University of Texas mascot, was Bevo. Was that his name?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. He's
the longhorn that sits there and looks miserable during the football games.
So he's 4'6", 5+, no passing, 10+, Loner, 3+, Animal Savagery, Horns, and Juggernaut. So
let me tell you something, folks. If I get the Red Rider and you get Bevo for a half, I'm going to be pretty pissed.
Are you, though? Because you have 8 movement, 2+ agility, and you have Pogo Stick and Sure Feet.
I mean, maybe.
One turn touchdown.
I'm not saying they're all this way, but they're all kind of this way.
That's what I'm trying to do, is make them at least different.
Oh, they're different.
So Lil Red, I think, was Cincinnati. I can't remember. 5'1", 2+, 2+, 6+, Loner, 3+, Dirty Player, Pile Driver, and Stab. So I tried to make things different and weird.
Oh, you did that, my friend. You did that.
Well, so that should be interesting. I don't know how it's going to go, but.
Well, here's the last one we're going to talk about. Pissed Pete. So it's Pistol Pete, right?
Yep.
6'6" movement, 3 strength, 3+ edge, 3+ passing, 8+ armor, Loner, 3. Dump off leader. That's a good one. On the ball, running pass, Nerves of Steel, and Pick Me Up. Okay.
Yeah. And I tried to add skills that we don't normally see, to some extent.
That's good. Yeah, you did good. This will be interesting. People will love this. It's chaotic, and people will love it. And so.
Yeah, and where, like I said, it's completely random. You could have an amazing one. Your opponent could have a horrible one, and vice versa. So that should make it equal, right? Sort of?
Sure. random chaos equal chaos. So.
Exactly. So, again, we kind of base this off of Chaos Cup. We wanted to keep things semi-similar just because people tend to like that, and we like to go off of the national championship in a way. So the following is the base team building rules for both Oklahoma Bowl and Spiky Cup. We've spoken about the additional rules for each one. But each team has 1.2 gold pieces because it's
that's the, to go with the theme of 12.
Exactly. To spend on the roster, it must hire a minimum of 11 players. Any unspent cash will be lost. All teams will be considered having the same current team value for the purpose of inducements and prayers to Nuffle. Someone did email asking, you know, what happens if I don't spend all my money? Nothing. You get nothing. You, if you want to spend a million and not do anything with 200,000, you're not getting anything for it. So, gold may also be used to buy rerolls, assistant coaches, cheerleaders, apothecary, and other approved inducements as specified in each event. I don't think we specified, but whatever. Resurrection, no SPPs, just how everything is anymore.
Undead, standard tournaments. If you've been to a tournament before, now this is new to you, but there is a few new people. There's a guy from our league who's coming for the first time. He's super excited. He didn't know about resurrection tournaments, so he was like really, he was amped for that. He's like, oh, good. So if I have a really bad game, the next game I start fresh. And I was like, 100%. So,
undead, necro, and Nurgle teams may apply the Masters of Undeath and Plague Ridden special rules. Players added to a team roster as a result of those special rules are removed from the roster at the end of that game. Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Teams, minimum 11, maximum of 16, including star players. Normal. Star players can only be induced after 11 regular players have already been rostered. See further information later. Star players cannot be given extra skills from the team skill budget, obviously. If both opposing teams are fielding the same star player in the game, neither are allowed to play. Highlander rule is in effect. And any team taking a mega star is not eligible for the Stunty Cup.
So halflings with Griff cannot win you a Stunty Cup.
Right. And we just have to do that because otherwise it's going to be halflings with Griff for second place and Stunty Cup.
Which is really bad for halflings because Deep Root is now also a mega star, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we'll get
that
there.
Right?
I'm not sure.
Oh. Okay.
So teams are separated into three tiers, and they have different amounts of star player points to use. Primary skills are 6 star player points. Secondary skills are 12. There are no stat increases. Oklahoma Bowl, you have a maximum of 4 of any skill type. So 4 block, 4 guard, purchased. Doesn't matter what comes on the team initially, just purchase. You may put a second primary skill on a player, but it counts as a selected primary skill. May not put a secondary skill and a primary on one player.
So, Steve, what does that mean if I choose 2 primary skills?
A single player with 2 primary skills will cost 14 star player points.
Oh, so it's like the first one's 6 points and the second one's a second primary selected skill. I gotcha.
Could probably flesh that out a little bit earlier, but the last line does help.
No, there's just always been confusion on that.
Yeah.
Even when I went to Chaos Cup this last time, I had to like double check some stuff. So.
So that's for Oklahoma Bowl. Spiky Cup. Do whatever you want. Go crazy. No penalty for stacking. No limit on skills. You may stack primary and secondary skills. Whatever you want to do. Rock on.
So if you want to bring a beast man with block, dodge, piling on, mighty blow, you can.
Yeah. As long as you have the skill player, star player points for it, sure. So as we said, we do have 3 skills. Each one gets different amount of star player points based on the level.
You don't have 3 skills. You said skills.
I meant tiers. Yep. So tier 1, Amazon, Dark Elves, Dwarves, Humans, Lizards, Necro, Norse, Orcs, Undead, Skaven, Underworld, Wood Elves. They each get 42 star player points.
I'm telling you, man, with in the right hands, I think vampires need to be in this tier 1, but we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, I think Underworld should probably come down to tier 2 too, but
no, Underworld's too good.
I'm an idiot. That's why I meant to stay up there. Okay. Tier 2, Black Orc, Chaos Chosen, Chaos Renegade, Elven Union, Imperial Nobility, Khorne, Nurgle, Old World, Snotlings, and Vampires for now. Tier 2 teams get 54 star player points. And then Tier 3, Halfling, Goblins, Ogres, they get 66. I know Zwipcast was talking about they don't like tiers. I'm kind of in that boat. But again, we're trying to stay within the guidelines of other regular major tournaments. And this is kind of what everyone's going to. So,
I really don't like tiers either, because I've said it many times. Blood Bowl is just a big, complicated rock, scissors, paper matchup with dice.
Mm-hmm.
On paper, 1.2 million goblins and 1.2 million dwarves, according to the rule set, whether we like it or not, or how we interpret it, or how the paper versus scissor matchup happens, are equal teams. And I really think that's how it should be. But it feels like lately a lot of tournaments have been tiering, including Chaos Cup. And it seems like the feedback has been pretty good to control the star players and to spend the points and all this. So we're trying to adapt and not be the old guys who think that we know better.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to stay for next year, but for now, this is what it's at, and we'll just keep going. I agree. I'm not a big tier guy myself, but we're trying new things.
We'll see how it goes, and we haven't heard too much feedback that people aren't liking it. You may notice there are teams missing from that. And what teams are those, Scott?
There's no teams missing that are current teams published by GW. So right. I have no idea what you're talking about, Steve.
There are no three teams of Legend nor Slaan. We've chosen not to use them because
Scott doesn't like them.
Scott doesn't like them. And
honestly, Scott really does like them. Scott wants to play High Elves. Scott wants to actually play Chaos Dwarves again. But every one of these teams that we see in this format and have since the newish Blood Bowl rules have been adapted or changed in some way. They're going to change Chaos Dwarves if they ever do publish them. They're going to change Khemri if they ever do publish them. And if we even get High Elves, they're going to change. Now, Slaan, you're never going to see. I'm sorry to say that, everybody.
As I'm still hopeful we'll get Kislev. I think we'll get Kislev, but who knows?
So, no, I don't think the old iterations of those teams belong anymore, because now we have a majority. We have over 80% of all the teams published and redone with the new rule sets. I don't think we should just, you know, cut off our leg just because three teams are still in the old set of rules. And I know there's people who either A, they only own a few teams, or B, they realize also that those teams are pretty good for the old rules and they want to keep abusing it, or B, you know, or C, they just love Chaos Dwarves or they love Khemri. I understand that. And I do wish they would publish those teams with the new rules and just be done with it.
Yeah.
But
I think
we're not doing teams of Legend. We're just not.
I think part of the issue, too, is the star player choices, because star players are so dominant now in tournaments that I just don't feel like the ones that are there are appropriate. So we'll wait until they get re-released. We will not be using them in Oklahoma from here to the future.
And trust me, I do wish Slaan were a part of this team, but at some point we have to move on with what's currently in the rules. And it's painful when you have some new players show up and they don't even know what that roster is or ever heard of it and think it's silly that we're allowing rules to teams that haven't been in existence since second edition.
Right. Like your new player becomes into the tournament. First tournament ever, sits down against a Slaan team. He doesn't even know it exists. And his opponent goes, oh, well, it's on the NAF website. What's the NAF?
Right.
You know, why doesn't need to be exposed to the NAF and a rule set when he buys the game from GW, is my opinion.
So for right now, we're not allowing those teams. I'm sorry if we've offended anybody. You know, with the gnomes coming out, maybe we do get Slaan in some form of some, I don't know, jumping beavers race. I don't know. But whatever it is, I hope that I can use my Slaan models, because I have a couple of cool Slaan teams that I really would like to use the models for.
I still want to make a wizard team that poof in and out. I've wanted to do that for many years.
Yeah.
So if they actually come back officially, I can.
Maybe that's how GW does it. GW, you can use Steve's Wizards idea.
Yeah, the College of Wizards. They actually come back onto the pitch.
There you go. And they don't jump, they teleport.
Exactly.
I like that.
So, allowed inducements. I'll just run through these pretty quick. Star players, see further about restrictions, 0-2. Halfling chef, assistant coaches, cheerleaders, wandering apoths, bribes, morgue assistant, plague doctor, riotous rookies, bloodwiser kegs. And then star players, in order to take a star player on your team, you will be required to spend part of your star player points for their fees. Star players are subject to the Highlander rule. Regular star players will cost you 12 star player points. Megastar players will cost you 18 star player points. Current list of megastars: Bomber, Deeproot, Griff, Hackflem, Creek, and Morgue. And
anyone taking a mega star is not eligible for Stunty Cup. So I'm just sending out that warning to people who maybe play halflings, because you want to go with Deeproot. And I totally get going with Deeproot. Don't take Deeproot if you want to compete for the Stunty Cup.
If Deeproot did not have a plus two, then maybe.
Well, I mean, here's the truth. We've pondered about taking the Stunty Cup away now, and a lot of tournaments are starting to take them away because the star players are so powerful. You know, this guy got Stunty Cup and he finished second. You know, like, and so you trickle down the Stunty Cup, which shouldn't ever be trickled down, you know.
And or this at least is it didn't. Kind of, you know, a good thing that we're getting gnomes, because it gives us another Stunty that people will play. So more people do play Stunties, which will then further the need for a Stunty Cup, hopefully.
That's very possible. Unless they can get Deeproot.
Yeah.
Or and Griff. Maybe they're so cheap you can afford both Deeproot and Griff at the same time.
Yeah, who knows? Things to bring. Obviously, we need your team. 5 copies of your roster for Oklahoma Bowl, 4 for Spiky. Blood Bowl pitch. We hopefully will have enough of our own. Craig's going to loan me his. I've got mine. You've got yours. If we can have enough
neoprenes. This is what I tell people. If you're traveling with a group of 4 people, bring 2 pitches, leave them in your car. We'll holler if we need pitches.
And if you have neoprene, especially old Oklahoma Bowl or something, those are the best. Put a piece of tape on the back. Put your name on it. I'll try to remember to have the tape and marker on the day of. That way we don't get them confused as well.
Right. We don't want people's fields walking off.
They shouldn't. So. They never have in the past. If one does, it's not on us.
Well, we've had a field. We've got it into the right hands, but we ended up with an extra field. Anyways, so yes.
Things happen.
Anyways, that kind of sums it up. So if you were, did you keep going over what you need to bring? Your team, obviously, your copies of your roster.
Yeah, pitch and pen. I mean, we'll have pens, but yeah, want to go over awards real quick? And then tiebreakers?
We can.
Yeah.
Sure.
Awards, we're doing the same 10 for each event. Champion, second. Delzine, which is third. Best offense, best defense, most brutal. Stunty. Fan favorite. That is our fan-voted favorite team based on no specific criteria, not best painted. Best sport and back of the pack. Lowest points by coach who has finished all rounds as required.
And doesn't look like they're throwing the games.
Right.
I watch for that.
And then tiebreakers, Oklahoma's is winning percentage, strength of schedule, head-to-head, net TDs plus net casualties, and then total TDs plus total casualties. If it comes past that, we'll figure it out. It almost came to that last year.
We almost had to do the Goblin Knife fight.
No, that's for Spiky Cup. Spiky Cup's tiebreakers. This is legit. These are the real rules. Goblin teams win tiebreaker. Then most casualties plus knockouts. Whoever pays the organizer the most, cash is preferred, but I do take Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, whatever. And then Goblin Knife Fight. And for that, I can't remember who sent in the rules. We've thanked him before, but it's never come to this. Each coach rolls 3 dice. Coach with the highest number of pals delivers a wound. Triple skulls would be a self wound. And each coach gets 3 wounds.
So we have official rules.
Yeah, it's like a mini game.
I like this one, whoever pays off the organizer. And there's a part of me, since my children now are doing expensive hobbies, that I hope somebody's like, we're tied? Yeah, it's coming down to cash. And both guys low down some money and like, oh, wow, I just earned $300.
I mean, it's in the rules. It's never come to it before. This tournament's crazy enough, it should not come to that. But if it does, it's in the rules.
Yeah, don't get mad, because there's corruption all the time.
Exactly. And this is not corruption. It's in the rules. Miscellaneous stuff, illegal procedure is not called. Just don't be a douche. Time limit is enforced. We do give you updates. When time is called, you will play until each coach has had equal number of turns. Not immediately end. Don't slow roll it. You get equal number. So,
dice. I watch for this. There's always somebody who doesn't want to use the tournament dice. Or for Oklahoma Bowl, they want to use the spiky dice. And for Spiky Cup, they want to use the Oklahoma dice. No. Please. Sure, sometimes the dice suck that you get at tournaments. I get it. Sometimes you have your favorite pair of dice. Just play the tournament dice that comes with you. You're getting, I think most people are getting two pairs, so you have two colors to go off of if you want, or
if you're one of the
match or whatever.
And if you're in one of the first 50, then you do get that extra Oklahoma Bowl set if you paid for both days. So that can be used in either tournament. So if you don't want to play with Oklahoma, you can play with the Oklahoma Bowl weekend one.
Oh, is that what the Oklahoma weekend ones are, the bonus ones?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, I'm just going to watch. And if I see you rolling spiky cup dice on Oklahoma Bowl, I am going to say something. So let's not have an odd, awkward conversation. I know it's not a big deal, but it is kind of a big deal to us. That's the reason we do it.
No overtime. Painting, please have three colors. Make them look decent. Let's not have any confusing teams. Sportsmanship, there to have fun. If you're a douche and we have to call you out on it, we will. If you think your opponent is cheating, tell us when it's happening, not a week after. Okay? We can't do anything a week after. If you think your opponent is cheating, doing anything illicit, anything wrong, should not be an issue. But I don't want to hear about it a week later when you're complaining that something happened. I can't do anything about it. Tell me immediately. If it's someone you've had issues with before and you don't want to play him, you're going to take a loss because that's just not how it works. I don't want to be a douche, but if you get set up against someone, you don't want to play him, we're not withdrawing, just is what it is. You're both adults. But if you watch someone and they're doing something, call them out. And then if you need us to do it, we will do it. And if we find someone cheating or whatever, we'll handle it.
How about we just not cheat? We all get along.
Yeah.
It's just for a couple of hours. And
it's really not been an issue, but I've had people. It's frustrating as an organizer because we want everyone to have a great time. We want everyone to do, you know, the right thing. And it's frustrating when we hear about it, you know, a week after where they're like, well, you know, I kind of thought he did this, but I didn't want to say anything. No, say something. That's fine.
While you're saying that, a lot of these issues, and I go through these same things. I don't like it when somebody rolls two dice to make their one dodge roll because they have dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Just speak up when it happens the best you can.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting somebody get away with something that maybe they shouldn't do, or maybe you're, yes, I know, rolling two dice when you dodge away with a goblin or a halfling is the same as rolling one dice at the same time. But mentally, I'd rather roll two dice not looking for a one than roll one dice hoping to not one reroll one. So,
and don't root for opponent's failure. Don't call out one, one, one. Don't do that. Don't be that guy.
Don't do that when you're in your playoffs with your store league and you podcast with the guy who's your buddy.
Yeah, that too. We do have spread the wealth. So, and again, only one coach can get an award. If you're in line to win more than one award, they'll be asked which one you prefer, and the next coach in line will be given the other award. We reserve the right to adjust the awards based on previously explained reasons or extenuating circumstances. Don't, again, be that guy. If you got the most touchdowns or you got the most casualties and you got second and then it gets passed down to the next person, don't be questioning it. Don't be looking behind the curtain, you know. Well, yeah, he got 15 casualties, but really the guy who came in first got 17. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, we know how Blood Bowl works. We're all very spoiled and blessed that a lot of awards trickle down because we wouldn't – first place would get about 3 awards. Second place would get like 2 awards, and then almost nobody get anything else. We know how Blood Bowl works. Usually the best team has the most casualties, has the best touchdowns, and probably the best defense at the same time of getting first.
It happens.
Let them trickle down. Let people enjoy their fun. It's cool to get stuff, whether you turn 50 years old or you go to a tournament and the best offense trickles down to you and you only scored 6 all day. Don't question it. Just enjoy the blessing.
Yeah.
You paid your money. Enjoy the little trophy.
And if we get something wrong, you're welcome to tell us and we'll rectify it somehow. And it's possible we get stuff wrong. It happens all the time. We try not to. We're not perfect, though.
No. I think that covers it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make announcements day of. Essentially, the main thing is us as the organizers have the final say. If we make a ruling and you find out later we're wrong, doesn't matter. What ruling that we made is the way it is going to be.
Sunday. Some people are flying out. Almost every big Blood Bowl weekend that I go to, and I've done this myself, Saturday night is full of drinking and staying out ridiculously late. Mm-hmm. Please come and start on time Sunday so we can get the event started as early as possible and keep it on time. Same thing with the lunches. I know sometimes you get out and, you only have 45 minutes and you're like, they'll wait for us. Yeah, we're going to have to, but especially on Sunday, we need to kind of keep a tight ship so people can get onto their events.
Yeah.
So they can get home and stuff. So this is just a simple reminder, you know.
And if you're running late or something, please let me know. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a private message, text, whatever. Just so that, you know, if you're the last person and we know you're going to be 10 minutes late on that morning, we can still get you registered. We can get you set up. We can get all the tables ready to go. You walk in, set up, and go.
All right. I think that covers everything here. Yeah.
Should be an amazing time, as always. If there's any questions you have, let us know. If it's your first time, if you have any questions at all, there's no stupid questions. I've done training for a living for years. I'm happy to explain stuff as much as we can. And we just want everyone to have questions, fun.
Just stupid people.
Exactly. Right? Well, there is that for sure. but despite what it might have sounded like in the end, this is the greatest community of gaming people that I've ever had. So there's not a single person who comes to these events that most people don't like. Well, maybe one or two. But for the most part, everyone's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. So just remember that.
That's true. Exactly.
I got to make a team.
No, you could just help me run the event.
Oh man, I sure would. We need odd people there so I can play.
There's going to be a lot of odd people. They play Blood Bowl. So, let's wrap this up and we'll come back to shout outs.
Sounds good.
It's the time of the episode where Scott does his thing. Scott, do your thing.
Shoutouts!
That is his thing. So first off, big shout out to Wizard Asylum in Norman for letting us put on Oklahoma Bowl. Amazing, as always. They've been great to us every year that we've ran it 12 times now, and Brian's just a great guy, so we hopefully will have discounts for people if they buy stuff that day.
I'm sure. He always does at least 10% or 15% on like a one item.
Yeah.
Usually. Like 50 or over, something like that. There's always something that he does.
But since he doesn't charge us, please buy stuff from the store. I know some people wait for this time of year to load up on stuff.
Yeah, I really appreciate you people about this time of year that says, I'm not going to buy some paints. I need paints, but I'm just going to wait 3 weeks and I'm going to buy them up there so I can support the store. Because mm-hmm. that goes a long way. So,
yep.
Shout outs. There was somebody I wanted to shout out.
I want to give a shout out to the local league here, starting up at Heart of Gold in Longmont. Been talking to the guys there. There's a pretty good contingent. This is the closest game store to me, and it's 30 minutes away, which sucks. But good.
What you going to play?
I have no clue. I don't even know when it starts. I think February, but not February, because this is March. So a month or two from now, whatever. But they're still learning. They've been doing some game nights on Fridays and just getting together and learning things. It's been awesome. And I'm still trying not to be that guy of like, because these are all brand new people. And then I'm here like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I know the guy who did the second edition art. You know Pete Nifton? Oh, yeah, he stayed at my house. What? Oh, I've been playing Blood Bowl for near on 20 years now. What?
You got the neckbeard look. You can do it.
We get stuff from GW. What?
maybe not anymore, though.
we do podcasts. You know, thousands of people know. What? It's like, yeah, so I'm trying not to be that guy. But, yeah, it's cool. Shout out to
Cool you got a league going, though.
Yeah, should be starting soon. There's a couple leagues in Denver. TJ just started the one north of Denver. I'm choosing not to play in that because I was going to play in this other one. And also, I just have too much stuff going on this summer with all the Bison series. Shout out to Alberto Machado. I posted about needing one of the pirates to be my skitter for my pirate-themed goblin team that I'm taking to a Moracle Cup. And he volunteered to paint one for me. So I got one sent to him, and he's going to paint it for me, and I can use that for my goblin team at Moracle.
Speaking of goblins,
yes,
I'm playing goblins in our league. I am 3 wins and 2 ties so Jesus. Far this season, and I have 0 secret weapons on my roster.
Well, that's probably why you're doing so well.
I scored, and I might have talked about this the last time we podcast. I scored 4 touchdowns with 1 goblin one game.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? Awesome? I have a goblin with block now. It's so cool.
God. Shout out to Brian, too, and his Rocky Mountain Rampage. It's coming up at the end of April. I'm sure he still has slots to anyone who wants to come.
Ooh, I love a good slot.
Your mother's a slot.
Slot. Never mind.
That's not a bee. That's not a mother. That's a bee. Bee is a butthead.
You're telling me there's still spaces for people if they'd like to play in the tournament.
April 27th, 2024, in Blackfire Games in Orem, Utah. It's their 13th annual. They're one above us because we had to skip a year for COVID. But I will be going to it this year. I already got my plane tickets already, so looking forward to that.
Nice.
Think I'm taking Bretonians, but we shall see. We did get an email from Cody Clark. Do you remember him? Put you on the spot.
Maybe.
He's the one who did Critter Bowl 9.
Oh, okay. So how'd it go?
They ended up having 30 coaches, so that was awesome. Derek Thompson was the one who ended up winning. He went 3-0 with Slon, scoring 10 touchdowns and allowing none. So just like we were talking about, first place, probably most touchdowns and best defense. You can view the full results at bbtournaments-eaa1e.web.app.
What the hell?
I don't know. Use the guest login. It's their league, I'm guessing. If it's still not on the front page, it will be in past tournaments. He did give us the winners, though, so... Tater Tot, which was first, was Kid Richard. Crawler Up, second place, Code Red with Ogres. Bronze Baby, third, Pyromaster with Corn. End Zone Rugrat, which is most touchdowns. Uber Vermin with Underworld. Most Ouchies, Sean H. 1986 with OWA. Crib Defender, best defense. Innik, I-N-I-Q, with Chaos Dwarves. Sippy Cup with Stunty, Hammer 16 with Halflings. Best Play Pal, Best Sport, Coach McGirt with his Norse. And Poopy Diaper gets the Spoon, Ponderosa 19, also with Norse.
You know what? I kind of dig these baby names.
I really love those.
I might steal these.
I think you should. Those are awesome.
I was going to do a Critter Bowl before him.
Mm-hmm.
And then due to scheduling conflicts, I moved mine back to June 1st, which is not on the NAF yet. So I need to get my butt in gear and do a rule set. I kind of wanted to see how these Oklahoma Bowl rules play out before I set the next rules. But it's still going to happen on June 1st. We're going to do a Critter Bowl 10. I thought it wasn't a big deal by moving the event. And then I realized I bought the trophies like last year. So all my Critter Bowl 9 trophies, either I have to repurpose for Critter Bowl 10 or just buy new trophies. And I don't know what I'm going to do.
You just take a soldering iron and put an X over the 9. That's a 10.
I mean, I really thought about scratching off the 9.
I think you should.
Just putting it...
That's thematic.
It does work. You're not wrong. So we'll see what we do.
I think it's cool. And it's a charity tournament. So, yeah, just do that. You don't need to be spending extra money.
I did find out another Blood Bowler's having a baby locally. And so there might be a – remember Paul Davies?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to
– awesome.
They are his wife is heavy with seed, as Steve Eckert would say.
I don't think anyone should ever say that.
Well, I didn't say it. Steve Eckert said
that's fair.
That,
okay. This is why you don't see him that often. Extra shout outs to Milan and Moon Webster. We had mentioned last episode how hard it is to find stuff to give away at tournaments. Milan mentioned a card pack. Like, we always rail about the custom cards. We could just do our own custom card pack giveaway. I thought that would be kind of neat. But
like
we'd have to
start players, or
well, that's the thing, is we'd have to figure out what we have done cards in the past, thanks to Jason Weaver's star player
but
cards
that
when
is,
he was doing
that
stuff.
Is actually a really good idea. We could, in the same theme of like the cards that don't get used, like Miscellaneous Mayhem and stuff, we could have like both down blah blah blahs or whatever.
It would require you doing art, so keep that in mind. Right.
I just want to play board games.
I know.
Have some sex with my lady. Eat a good meal.
All at the same time. Moon, funny enough.
I mean, come on.
Moon mentioned a foam spiky ball. And we actually looked into that. That was something we were going to do with Charlie Victor. But they've done one before. And we were just going to rebrand it into like a both down thing. That may still happen in the future. So who knows? Roscoe Piercy, he did email us about those pitches that you were selling. I think you did find a buyer for them. So
currently it is pending. So if he is interested, I'll put him on the queue. I need to verify that for sure. So
we got a lot of shout outs. And then finally, and I do have some shout outs for Co-op Cup, but that'll be next episode when I go over that. That was a tournament I went to. So I'll save those for next time. Joe Rasmussen, he is going to Dungeon Bowl with some buddies from the South Bend, Indiana League. They're heading to Adepticon to play that. So
nice.
Have fun. And Zlurpcast, Johnny Extreme, going to Adepticon. A whole bunch of people are going to Adepticon. One of these years it would be nice to go to Adepticon, but
I was just recently feeling the FOMO of Adepticon, like maybe I should go one year. And then I'm like, I don't play a ton of miniature games, like war miniature games, but there might be enough Blood Bowl there. And I'm sure other people are playing board games too, of some sort. So,
well, the problem with that is us doing Oklahoma Bowl in March.
Well, I know.
So if you are open to moving it to June or something, then sure.
Dude, we've moved it before and we've moved it back. So don't get this on me.
I'm just saying we could figure it out, but if that's something you wanted to do.
Right.
Any
there
shout outs
is somebody else I wanted to shout out besides this person. Shout out to Phil. I don't know if you put him up to this, but he did one of those like just checking on you. You've been on my mind. How are you doing?
No.
And I don't know if you put him up to it or not, but it was very good timing. And I appreciate Phil for reaching out. And we had some dad discussions on, you know, holy hell, what am I doing? How, I don't know how I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. And he helped me. I wasn't really on the cliff, but at the same time, if I had a cliff, I might have been on the edge. Anyways, it was just nice for him to reach out and not talk Blood Bowl and just reach out and see how my well-being is. And that's nice to have. So thank you, Phil, for that.
Sort of along those lines, yeah. To give you a chance to think about it. I won't say a name, but someone mentioned on, you know, the Squad Chaos group of guys that do Blood Bowl stuff and try to do good. Every week ask, you know, what's your big thing of the week and blah, blah, blah. Someone kind of mentioned that their mental health wasn't doing so hot. And I just, you know, said, hey, you know, things will get better. Platitudes, but not unheart felt. You know, I meant what I said. And I was like, hey, if you ever need anything, reach out. And he was touched by it and really appreciated it and was a fan of the podcast. And was like, yeah, I mean, we've said it plenty of times. If you need someone to reach out or talk to, it's not bothering us. We got nothing else going on. At least me. I'm the one who typically replies because I have nothing else to go on or going on. Even though I'm busy, my phone's always in my hand. So if you need a shoulder to cry on or reach out, hit me up, whatever. Happy to do it. I've walked people through worse and I've been through hell. And, you know, I know people are interested in my personal life to some extent. I just hit that break free point of I'm no longer living paycheck to paycheck. I'm no longer having to worry about, you know, am I going to make my bills? Am I going to have money for food? And I haven't really been stressed for a long time about it. I've been doing fine, but I'm now with this last paycheck and a bonus from my work. So that's nice. It puts me in a place where I have savings and I can have savings and finish paying people off and have that cushion to where it's not just about getting to that next paycheck. It's about having money left put aside and growing that and looking forward to the future and what I want to do. So I did that in less than a year and a half, and other people can do so too. I got lucky. It's all you need. Luck.
Well, good. When we started this podcast tonight, I was like, don't forget this person or this shout out or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't remember it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
clearly whoever it was, wasn't that important. Or I don't even know if it was really a shout out. Maybe he was talking about Critter Bowl. I don't. I really don't remember at this point. There was some note that I really wanted to make sure I don't forget to talk about. And here I am. I forgot about whatever it was, or I've already said it. I am 50 now, so I might as well be 60 because I'm pretty much
dead. You might as well be dead. So,
yeah, I might as well. So I'm your zombie, Scott Prime, and
50 is nothing compared to the 80s. It's crazy. The 50 now is nothing compared to the 80s.
Dude, we were watching TV like just last weekend, and I was just like, how old do you think that guy is? And she's like, oh, he's got like Archie Bunker. You know, I was like, how old is he? She's like, 62?
Oh, yeah. I would have said 60s.
He was like 46. And I was like, holy hell. So
Hume Cronin in Cocoon were older than he was. You know, stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
people are just different now. For the better. So that's good.
Well, most of us don't smoke like I remember growing up, everybody just smoked. It was just one of those things that everybody just did.
Yeah.
And, you know, ashtrays were everywhere at my grandma's and stuff like that. And she didn't even smoke. She just had them because it was the, quote, the right thing to do is to have an ashtray out in case somebody does.
I remember when mom started smoking outdoors instead of indoors and what a relief that was. And, you know, growing up with it, because my whole life, my mom smoked until she collapsed with 10% of her lung left. But I didn't realize how pervasive that was until afterwards. because after she passed and we rearranged stuff, I guess really after she collapsed, we moved the bedroom downstairs because she wasn't able to get upstairs. And it was then that we started taking stuff down from the walls and just seeing like years of grime on every surface. It's just like, this is insane. And then finally being away from that smoke smell for a while, and then being around someone who smoked, it killed me. And I was like, I dealt with that my whole life.
Hmm.
But yeah, so much better now.
Well, good. I'm glad. Yeah, I keep thinking I got one more thing to say, and I just don't know what
that is. That's why we keep dragging things out. But anyways, we'll go ahead and end this, and we will be back April 6th, Day of Oklahoma, with a new episode.
Yeah, so I hope I remember to post it, because obviously we're going to record it here in probably a couple days. So
you better.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be so busy that day. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. If you sent me a birthday wish, I really, really appreciate that. Love you guys, and we'll see you next month.
If you'd like to email Both Down, the email address is bothdownpodcasts@gmail.com. Or for more information, you can visit them at bothdown.com or at facebook.com/bothdown.
Every wish and dream.